to address you during this meeting of state parties. Allow me to offer my congratulations to Ambassador Espinosa on assuming the role of chairperson, with the assurance of the unwavering support from the UN Office for Disarmament Affairs and the BWC Implementation Support Unit. Approximately 1 year has elapsed since the successful conclusion of the 9th Review Conference. I welcome the establishment of the Working Group on the Strengthening of the Convention and congratulate Ambassador D'Amico on the progress made thus far. The second session in August facilitated valuable discussions on critical issues for our Convention, including international cooperation and assistance under Article 10, developments in science and technology, and national implementation. At the recently concluded third session, held just last week, deliberations covered key topics surrounding confidence building and transparency, compliance and verification, and organizational, institutional, and financial arrangements. Notably, discussions on compliance and verification marked a historic moment, representing the first discussion on this topic in 2 decades. I am confident that your steadfast commitment to these pivotal matters will contribute to our ongoing pursuit of a world free of biological weapons. The Biological Weapons Convention is a cornerstone in safeguarding against intentional biological threats, playing a vital role in disarmament and global security. Confronted by the mounting challenges posed by biorisks, the Convention provides an institutional framework for our collective response to these issues. Together, we must ensure the resilience and adaptability of our Convention, which requires sustained commitment, including through ensuring its financial and institutional sustainability. As we navigate the intersection of rapid advances in science and technology, we must envisage a future free of past failures by learning from them. This spirit and the efforts of the BWC community are very much aligned with the Secretary-General's new agenda for peace. Our collective efforts contribute to preventing the weaponization of emerging domains and addressing strategic risks, thereby fortifying our commitment to preventive diplomacy. In times marked by political divisions, our commitment to prevention, cooperation, and diplomacy paves the way for a safer and more secure future for all nations and the well-being of our planet. Excellencies, distinguished participants, we know that strengthening the Convention will require a global effort involving numerous stakeholders. This meeting of states parties represents an opportunity for pragmatic collaboration between state parties, whereby we can acknowledge challenges and find common ground to resolve them. We must strengthen the Convention's foundations and reaffirm its significance as a cornerstone of international cooperation and security as we look towards the 50th anniversary in 2025. I hold a genuine expectation that your deliberations will yield tangible results, bringing us closer to our shared objective of strengthening the Convention. I wish you all the best in your discussions and look forward to the results of the new intersessional program. Thank you very much for your attention.